Hey, praise the Lord. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Women in Ministry on the Move. I'm the CEO, founder, and host of Women in Ministry on the Move, LaShawn Allen. And today we're going to be talking about the love of God, the power of God, and why it's important to allow the Lord to save you, heal you, deliver you, make you free, and deliver your life. All right. So let's get started here shortly. Okay. Amen. So get ready to come on in the room. Women in Ministry on the Move. Now I'm still Women in Ministry on the Move, but hey, we're talking about Women in Ministry on the Move now because it's time for you to do the things that you're supposed to do, that you're called to do, and maximize all your gifts and maximize all your times. When? Now. So Women in Ministry on the Move now is here, and I'm going to continue to encourage, promote, and empower you in so many ways. I got great shows coming up for you, and I just want to shout out all the women who are making power moves and taking back your life, your voice, your strength. You're strengthening and encouraging and empowering your family to do great things and to move forward. You know, we'll talk more about that later on in the week and upcoming shows. So today, I want to welcome my very special guest, Carmen Woods. She is a powerful woman of God, and we're going to be talking about the love of God, the power of God, and why it's important that you give your life to Jesus Christ and to be saved, made free, and delivered. Okay? So, amen. Let's just get ready to listen to some worship music. I do not own any rights to this song. This is Cece Winans, Believe for those of us that are believing God for healing, for our family members, for ourselves, for those of us who are believing God for transformation in our lives, a stronger prayer life, a word life, a closer walk with God. Whatever you're believing God for, this song says to believe God for. Come on, CC.
But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change.
Who's reporting you gonna believe?
They haven't seen what you can do.
There is power in your
name. So much power in your name. Move the immovable, break the unbreakable.
God, we believe.
God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it.
Amen. We believe God for it, no matter what. So let me welcome my guests on into the room. Hello, Arthur, Elder Carmen Woods. How are you?
Hi, thank you, LaShawn. I'm doing great. What about you?
It's so funny. You know, people call me from what they last remember me as. So when I hear you say LaShawn, I'm like, amen. Okay.
You're going to always be Deacon LaShawn to me. Unless Lord move you on to something else.
I know, right? Tyra said, they still call me Deacon Tyra. I said, I know. It's okay. Welcome to the show, Elder Carmen. I'm so blessed. I'm so excited you are on here. I celebrate you and your new book. Look at it. Called Saved, Made Free, and Delivered. Look at that chain broke. Glory to God. When I see that chain broke, I think about broken generational curses.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, this is a powerful book. I love this book. I mean, I could feel the presence of the Lord. I could feel encouragement. And I was just reading. And I love how you broke every chapter down. And you got, we can read this one day every year, one day a year, and be good. One day a week, just meditate on it. So it's good. So we'll talk about that. But hey, Facebook family, women, ladies, come on, y'all. Let me tell you a little bit about Elder Carmen Woods. She is the oldest child of Jerry J. Rowland Sr. and Ruby P. Rowland. She is a native of Rockmart, Georgia, and has seven brothers and sisters, Jerry Jr., Melissa, Tara, Lynn, Sterling, Micah, and Courtney. She is a veteran of the United States Army. Go Army, beat Navy all day. 26 years, retiring first July in 2007. She met Charles Woods Sr. in January 1989, and they were married in March 1992. Together, they have seven children, Charles Jr., Essie, Sterling III, Reginald, Rashad, Chandra, Courtney, and 14 grandchildren. Woo! What is stuffed? Is
yes.
Quiver
is full.
Yes. She served in the ministry as a deaconess at Full Assurance of Faith in Landstuhl, Germany, under pastors Reginald and Tina Tate. Amen. She served as an elder at Christian House of Prayer Europe, launched through Germany under pastors Vernon and Tracy Fowler. Okay. And also Abide in Him, launched through Germany under Pastor Ernest and First Lady Edith Jones. I know all of them. Hey, y'all. Hey, I love y'all. I miss y'all. She gave her life to Christ at an early age, and her desire is to see God's people saved, made free, delivered, and serving Jesus with their whole heart. Charles and Carmen currently reside in El Paso, Texas, where they serve as elders of Restoration Community Church under Pastor Richard L. and First Lady Myra D. Dean. Welcome to the show, Elder Carmen. You are a powerful author, a powerful prayer warrior. And I just want to talk about your beautiful book. Again, it's called Save, Made Free, and Delivered. Oh, I got some comments. Let me see what we got. Who we got? Okay. Hey, Pastor Vanita. She said, blessings all. Okay. Christina Jackson. Hello, Christina. She's an author, too, as well.
Well, hallelujah.
Army. They said, go. Who? Yes, right. You know. Yeah, we're serious about the army thing. And there's Chandra. Go, Mom, go. Amen. All right, so let me just get back over here. Okay, this is your beautiful book. I want to put it up there. Saved, Made Free, and Delivered. I want everybody to know right now, you can go to Amazon and you can order your books. You can go to Barnes and Nobles. You can go to Amazon and you can order as many copies as you want. This will strengthen and encourage you. When I tell you she got every week broken down and she explains it, you explain it, Elder Carmen, you go into great detail. So how was this book birthed? Elder Carmen, how did this all come to fruition?
Okay, well, in 2018, because I really love my family, my children, my brothers and sisters, my whole family. I just love them so much, and my desire is to see everybody saved. And so I was just meditating on that, and so the Lord said to me to do a devotion. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, if you send a devotion, and it was in November 2018, I said, okay, I'll do a devotion. And so I text my family. We have a group text. So I text my family, and I told them, you know, the Lord has lead me to do a devotion. And if you want to be a part, just let me know. You can let me know separately, you know, or in the group. It didn't matter. So a few of them replied back, yes. And so then in December, I sat down, and the Lord gave me all the scriptures, all 52 scriptures. He gave them to me in one setting. I just got on my computer and just typed everything up. And that was it. And then so I said, okay, it's going to start the 1st of January. So the 5th of January, 2019 is when we started. And every week after that, I just sat before the Lord, got the scripture, said what he told me to say. It wasn't I didn't go 2 or 3 days in advance because I want not to be something from me. I want to be something from the Lord, something he's saying. And so I got before the Lord. I started out doing it Saturday night, and then the Lord changed it to Sunday morning. So I would get up early Sunday morning and just type out the what he gave me to put there, and then that was it.
Wow. It's powerful. I see how you just move forward with that immediately. Yeah. Okay, so who is this book for, Elder Carmen? Is it for the new believer? Is it for to strengthen them, you know, babes in Christ? Or is it for all believers, all Christians?
I think it's for all believers and all Christians, because we all have a past. We all have the enemy fighting us on a daily basis. From the time we was birthed into the earth until wherever you are in your life, the enemy is constantly telling you this, saying this, directing that. So it is for every believer, for them to see the struggle. And these are scriptures that the Lord has blessed me with in my life, how he has blessed me, some things he has said to me, how I came to realize that, you know, God is the one who orchestrates life, not the devil. So it is for every Christian, every believer to look to Jesus, look to God. He is the author and finisher of our faith. It is him. It is not the president, the lawyers, your boss, your coworker. It's not that. It is Jesus. So it is for everybody.
Yes. Amen. I received that. Y'all better receive that. Let me, first of all, week one, man. Okay. I'm trying to pace myself. Okay. So. Wow. Let me go to week two. So you start off with, I love it because I'm all about saving souls, leading people to Jesus Christ. I love that. You know, street ministry. I love it. I'm all for that. And you start off with Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart, thou shalt be saved. Thine heart, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then you go right into confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, and you will be saved. And then you say it again, confess Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. You break it down. You make it so easy for anyone to read this and say, this is how I get saved. This is the first step to turn my life around. Why was that important to you?
Because I think the very first title of the book says saved. And so in order to move on with anything else, you have to be saved. And we have to confess our sins to God. And not just say, okay, I'm going to confess to God, Father, forgive me for whatever. We have to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, not just confess it. When you confess it, believe it and mean it when we say it, not just say it just to be saying something, because you know, God looks at your heart. You can say with your mouth all day long, whatever you want to say. But if you're not saying it from the heart, if you don't have a true heart of repentance, because the very first thing, we have to repent of our sins. We have to be able to come clean before God and say, you know what, Lord, I did this. Forgive me for doing this. Forgive me for saying this. Forgive me for acting this way. Because we have to get it right with the Lord. And it's time out for playing and, I got time, or we don't have time. Time is now. Time is now.
Jesus. Okay, let me tell y'all something, viewers. Listen, I've known Elder Carmen for many years. I met her in Germany, her and Papa Woods, or Elder Woods, but we call her Mama Woods and Papa Woods. And they were elders over us in our church under Presbyter Vernon Fowler and Pastor Tracy. Hey, y'all. and boy, I hear when I hear her talk like that, you know what I hear? And they was over the deacons, and when they would get on us, she would say, "What the Lord say? What did the Lord say?" We straighten up, man. We straighten up.
Yes.
So amen. So that's gorgeous. That's beautiful. I love it. You know, and then in here you says, "Let the Lord know that you want to live for Him, not for Satan." Talk about why is that important for people coming into Christ to know that? You said God looks at your heart, mean it, mean what you say to the Lord. And then you said, let the Lord know that you want in week two, that you want to live for Him and not for Satan. He is the one who came to die for your sins. Go ahead.
You know, because the devil is going to always try to intervene. So I think you have to not just say it for yourself, but not just say it so that you will know it, but you need to say it so that Satan will know it. Let the Lord, first off, you let the Lord know, because we're talking to God all the time. We're constantly talking, and we need to let Him know, Lord, we want to live for you. And then that will also let the devil know we want to live for God. We're not trying to live for Satan. We want to live for God. We don't want to have anything to do with the devil. We don't have anything to do for Satan. We want all of our lives to be for God. And I think we should constantly, constantly, constantly. I remember when I was going through some things, God was cleaning me out in Germany. And one of the things that I was sitting on the side of bed and I was talking to Him and I was praying and confessing some scriptures, just pouring my heart out to the Lord, just let Him know. And He subtly said to me, "This is for the rest of your life. This is not for 30 days or 60 days. You know, you're going to go through this phase. You're going to be okay. You're going to be all right. And then you're going to continue on with life as usual." No, ma'am. This is for the rest of your life. And so we have to continue to let God know we love Him, that yeah. we want to do what's right. When we mess up, we need to repent, turn to Him, and just constantly let Him know we want to live for you. And let your heart, not just say it with your mouth, believe it with your heart. Confess it, say it with your heart.
Wow. Let's see, who is this? This is Delia Green. She says, "I receive."
That's my cousin.
Yeah, Delia, I receive. And Carla Glover says, "That's her word, what the Lord say."
What the Lord say. Don't matter what nobody else say. What is the Lord saying?
That's right. Okay, and Christina says she already ordered her book. Her book is en route. Thank you for listening to the voice of God and writing this devotional. Looking forward to digging in.
Hallelujah. Christina. Hallelujah.
We call her Tina at church. She goes to my church. Love you, girl. She said, "That's right. This is for the rest of our lives." And I love that. At the end, listen, she talks about, and listen, what I love is she, Elder Carmen, you make it so plain and clear. You may say, "I'm not going to sin," but the truth of the matter is we live in this world fighting against the enemy, the devil, who is fighting us. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory." If you say you have not sinned, you make Him a liar and the truth is not in you. You may not intend to sin and may not even be aware that you have sinned. And then you wrap it up with, "Accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. He loves you and wants to make you free, free from the law of sin, free from sin and shame, and free from the enemy who's trying to keep you bound."
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, because, you know, the devil is always there. He's constantly fighting us, always moving, always looking for a way in. You know, in Ephesians, it's talking about, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." And my husband gave me a good analogy of that, you know, with a wrestler. You know, with wrestlers, they're always moving. They're always trying to get the other hand. They're always looking for a way to pin you down, trying to get you in some kind of hole. And that is the devil. He's always, always looking for a way to try to get you and keep you down and keep you bound. And so, yeah.
No, you're talking good. We need it. We love it. I love it. And it's encouraging because sometimes I think, we get so wrapped up. Listen, I love people who are not churchified. I call it churchified, and they don't know churchology. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yes.
They come in and they're just raw. And I love it. You know, they just want God. They just, yes. You know, no matter what, they want God. So, okay, tell me, what is your goal for this book, and why do you want, what do you want your readers to gain from this book?
For the readers, it's just an encouragement to them. Because, yeah. You know, a lot of people think that I'm messed up because the devil has done that. The devil has infiltrated your mind and have you thinking things from your past, have you thinking things that you God doesn't love you, that see, you did this time, you did it two times, you did it three, four, five times. You may as well go ahead on and give up. Because that's it for you. But God is a forgiving God. And it's just a book of encouragement to the people, because God has brought me through. And if he can do it for me, I know he can do it for anybody else. God is not a respecter person. You know, just like he did it for me, he can do it for them. So I want the reader to be able to read the book, to encourage the book, to read the book, to get encouragement from the book. Because I put a few things in there that I went through in my life, how God had saved me, and he continues to save me. He continues to forgive me every single day of things I do and say and act. I have to go to the God every single day asking for forgiveness. And then, so it's just to encourage them in the word, encourage people to get saved, encourage people to live for God. Don't live for the devil. The devil has nothing to offer you. Nothing but death and destruction and eternity in hell and damnation. That's all the devil has to offer you. But God, he said he came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. So when we're looking at God, we're looking at Jesus, we have abundant life, you know, abundant in him. And so that's the goal for the book, is to encourage people in the word of God. I remember when I was in Germany, and I was in the service, and I even know the date. It was 3 October 2010. Yes, ma'am. And I was praying and just walking around in service praying, and I asked the Lord, what is my gift to the people? What am I supposed to be doing? What is my gift to the people? And God just real in a real soft voice said, encourage my people in my word. Encourage the people in the word of God. And that is my desire, is just to encourage people in the word of God. I don't have nothing for you but the word of God. That's why I always say, what did God say? What did the Lord say? Don't matter what nobody else is saying. Take your heart to God. What God is saying, you can never go wrong with God.
Y'all see why she a ball of love? Y'all see why we love her? And why we were so encouraged? She just encouraged your heart. I love that. Week 4, on page 15, you said, pour out your heart before him. Psalm 62:8.
Yes, my Lord.
I mean, listen, what you're giving us, Elder Carmen, is you're giving us, we have no excuses but to turn to God, keep going to God, and stay with God. Because you're telling us, he's a loving, caring, sharing Heavenly Father, as Apostle Nathaniel Holcomb, he's in heaven now, of course, you know, would always say, God, and you're honing in and you keep repeating, God loves you. There's nothing you can do to stop the Lord from loving you. Yes. And when I read the pages of your book, this is, oh man, I'm going to have to get some more because, because I want each of my family members to have this. You know what I'm saying? Because you can say week 1, I'm gonna read this every day, and I'm gonna go to that scripture and I'm gonna meditate on this. Week 2, you know. So let me encourage you, listeners, if you want an autograph copy, that's what I'm gonna be doing, Elder Carmen. I need some copies. Go to her email right here, as you see listed below, Corchan or Corchan at hotmail.com, CourChan at hotmail.com, and you can cash app her at Carmen, capital YW Woods. Okay. And, or you can go to Amazon in Barnes and Nobles, but if you want an autograph copy, go down here. People comment away. Okay. Pastor Vanita says, praise God. That's encouraging. Dr. Gladden. Hey, Dr. Gladden. She said, Man. Okay, now watch yourself, Pastor Vanita. She said, I love the Lord and won't take it back. I just heard say, before I take it away, I add more to it. Be careful now. Watch yourself, Pastor Vanita. Okay, and who is it? Barbara Thompson. She's, amen and amen and amen. That's right, Miss Barbara. That's right. Glory to God. So again, I wanted to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, if you want to go ahead and order your copy. Or if you want an autograph copy, copy down the information right here. Elder Carmen, how much should they cash app you for the book?
So if they cash app me for the book, it is $13.95 for one book. And for any additional copies, it's $10.
Okay.
Anything over one is $10.
Okay. Amen. Did y'all hear that? $13.95. Okay. $14. Okay. Y'all hear me? $14. And then any extra copies, $10. Okay. Yes. All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. This is beautiful. Okay. Let me just. Okay. Come on, Elder Carmen. Week 38.
Week
38. Woo! I love this. I love this. It says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Jeremiah 17:14. The floor is yours.
Yeah. So when it's talking about the heal me, you know, we confess, we pray for healing, we confess healing. I think that the true essence with healing, we got to believe that we are healed. You can't just say it when the word of God says, by Jesus Christ, I am healed. That's in Isaiah 53. And 3 and 4, I think. And then in 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes, I was healed. So it doesn't matter if it's past healing or it's future healing, we're healed. Jesus died on that cross that we might be healed. And we have to walk in that and believe that. We can't just say it and, you know, we pray, we confess healing. And then in the next breath, the next sense of tune, we're talking about, oh my, this ache or oh my, that hurt. We have to believe God for healing, and he will heal us. God is he honors his word. Above all else, he honors his word. So when he says we're healed, we're healed. And we just have to believe and walk in that. You know, I have been healed from just so many different things just throughout my life, just praying it, confessing it, believing it, and that's it. And God will heal, and then that's it. And when you say you're healed, you know, the enemy's going to come right back. He's going to give you that ache and that pain again. Don't matter if you're aching and paining. Still believe God for healing. Still say, you know what? I got this. Don't even say you got the pain. It's going on in my side. I believe I'm healed. Father, you said in your word that I'm healed. And so by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I'm believing that. I'm walking in that. I'm confessing that. And that is that. And that's how we have to talk to God, because in doing that, the devil hears that and he knows, well, I'm gonna have to come another way with this sister because she's not taking this sickness thing. So I'm gonna have to come with something else. And then of course he'll stand back for a while and come with something else. But see, by that time, God gonna give you some more scripture, some more word to get in you to be able to give to the devil. So when he tried to come this other way, you got some word for that too.
Come on up. Woo! Lord Jesus. Okay. All right. Calm down. I'm excited. Listen, I'm excited. That is the word of God. She said by that time, the Lord been and healed you, gave you some more scripture and some more word and more power to stand on his word. And so listen, she said, watch what you're saying. Watch what's coming out of your mouth. Elder Carmen, you're right. I remember my doctor had said, oh, the reason you keep getting these headaches, let's do check your blood pressure. And he said, okay, we need you to you have hypertension. So we need you to take these blood pressure medication until we get rid of that. I said, okay. And so one day I said, oh, let me take my blood pressure medication. I heard the Holy Ghost say, stop saying this is mine.
Woo! Jesus.
I said, yes, sir. Okay. He says, say the blood pressure medicine.
That's right. That's right.
Not mine.
You take ownership.
you claiming that the hypertension is not mine.
Yeah.
My blood pressure is not mine. So, and I just love it because the Lord constantly reminds us we're created in his image and his likeness. And so the words he speak form the world, their spirit and their life. So the words that we speak, you said, don't even say it.
Don't even say it.
Yeah.
And it takes some training to do that. It takes some training to be able, because we're just so conditioned into automatically saying my this and my that. So it takes some training to be able to train your brain and train your mouth not to say things that we're so used to saying, you know, especially, you know, and I think about, as you were talking, I'm thinking about generational curses. You know, things that have been passed on from generation to generation, from mom to dad to sister to brothers to, you know, just on and on and on. And the thing of it is, somebody, somewhere in the bloodline, going to have to make a stand against these generational curses.
Come on.
We can't just keep going from me to child to grandchild to great, we can't keep doing that. We're going to have to make a stand somewhere. And I have decided in my life, I'm making a stand for generational curses. Lord, I need you to, as Kenneth Scott said in his book, he has a book called a fasting book, Kenneth Scott, and he's one of the CCI pastors out of, Pastor Kenneth Scott out of Alabama. And he says, sometimes we're digging with stuff that's dug in. And you got to go deep to get it out. So you just go before the Lord and say, Lord, what do I have to do to pull it out? Because we're not going to have no more diabetes, no more high blood pressure, no more cancer, no more none of that in my bloodline. It's stopping with me. However, Lord, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. I believe in you're going to do it. And it's going to start with me.
That thing sets me on fire. The buck stops here.
Yes, it stops.
I'm the line, Lord. It stops with me.
Yes.
I decree and declare. You know, we have, oh my God, that was so good. Oh my God. Listen, this is good. Okay, let me see. Let me dig back in. Okay. If you listen, okay, y'all, we on week 39, okay? That's page 85. If you listen for the voice of God and obey what he says, and that's another thing. Y'all know that she keeps saying he. So let me give us there's the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that's he is here with us now, not it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Person of the Godhead, and he does speak to you. He can speak audibly to you. He can unction you or impress in your spirit. The old folks in the old church used to say, in your knower, you'll know your knower, you know, and your spirit, you know, and the way you know it's the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit is you'll go, something told me I shouldn't do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's
the
Holy Ghost telling.
That's the Holy Ghost. He said, don't pick up that phone and curse them out.
That's right.
You know, McDonald's today. Go home and cook. Then you just spend $300 on groceries, you know. Because you said he's your Lord. That means he's ruler, he's boss. He's the Lord over your life. He's your savior. He saved you from your sins. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I just, you know, that just came up. So, okay. So it says, if you listen for the voice of God and obey what he says, he will keep you from every evil work the devil has planned for you. There is nothing that the devil can do to you that will prosper. Isaiah 54:17. Another thing, this book is chalked. Y'all see my sticky notes? I ain't playing. This book is chalked full of scripture. Okay, all throughout, she gives you the scripture at the top of the page. So for week 39, can you read the top of the scripture that you have, Elder Carmen?
It says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:18.
And what's the first sentence?
It says, Jesus is our deliverer.
He's everything. Okay. He
everything.
All right. Go ahead. Talk about why he's your deliverer and why he's our deliverer.
Jesus died for us. He hung on that cross, shed his blood to deliver us, to redeem us back. Because we were lost. Mankind was lost. We were dead in sin. We were gone. He died that we might be free.
Yes.
He died. It wasn't us going to him and saying, us going and saying, okay, well, I can just pay for my own sins. No, he delivered us from sin. He delivered us. God sent him to redeem us back to him. So he wouldn't have to send us into eternal darkness forever. He delivered us.
Amen. Yes, that's correct. That's right. Yeah, I love that. And it reminds us of the power of God. Week 40, page 87. You said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10 and 19. I cannot tell you how many times I quoted that scripture and stood on that very word. God has given us power over all the power of the enemy. But I'm reminded when the disciples was rejoicing over that, and Jesus said, hold on, don't rejoice over that. Rejoice that the fact that your name is in the Lamb's life. My name blotted out. I said, Lord, don't keep me saved. Keep me at your feet.
Yes. You know?
So talk about that. Talk about how we need to remain humble and keeping our eyes on the Lord, because God is our everything. And I remember when I was first saved, and the Lord, I would go to God about everything. If my friend hurt my feelings, and Elder Carmen, really, I didn't realize I was doing it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, God, see, I appreciate her doing that to me, or whatever. And I was at church one day, and this evangelist said, the Lord wants you to keep coming to him. He loves that you come to him for everything. And for someone who grew up in a single parent home and who never knew their father, to hear someone say, God the Father loves when you come to him for everything, because I went to my mother for everything, So to hear that, it just drew me in more to, he is so loving. He loves me. You know what I'm saying? And so now you're telling me that God, this power is called dunamis power. Go ahead. Talk about that dunamis power.
The word of God says, come. First he says, come unto me, all ye that labor are weary and heavy laden. So God wants us to bring everything to him, not just things we think we can take care of.
Amen.
Not just things we do automatically. He wants us to bring everything to him, every little thing to him, because he loves us just that much. And the dunamis power is the power that God is, this dynamite power that God has given us to defeat the enemy. We think we're just little beings on this earth, but you and God, or God and you, are dynamite. You can do anything. You can, if we just believe God, trust God, follow his will, follow his ways, follow his commandments, he'll be there to take us through every situation we come upon in our lives. If we would just train ourselves to take the time and come to God.
Amen. Elder Carmen, can you go to 1, 2, 3, 4. Go to the fourth paragraph where it says, so you see.
On what page is it?
87.
So I'm on page 85. 87. 1, 2. So you see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want me to read it?
Yes, please read that. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you see, God has sturdily equipped us and provided us everything we need to defeat the enemy. Nothing he can do will hurt us. God has given us dynamite authority, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit to combat every plan the enemy has set for our lives. And that is true. He has given us the Holy Ghost. Every plan that, because the Holy Ghost is what's going to lead us. And yes, that is that dynamite that we have is the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Now, what would you say to someone who is, they're struggling with condemnation, guilt over, if they make a mistake, if they sin and they're just guilt ridden, what would you say to the believer?
To go to God and confess it to God. I know a lot of counselors, some people will tell you to go to confess it to another person. But I'm just a full believer in confessing it to God. And you can't, I don't think there's anything wrong with confessing it to a person, but if you are struggling, kind of go to God and just like the script says, pour your heart out to God. Let yes. God know what's going on. He knows anyway. It's not like he doesn't already know. So you should go to God and pour out everything to him. Everything you're feeling, you feel condemned because you did this, you said that, and let God soothe you. Let him comfort you. Let him encourage you and bring you back to him because he loves you. Go to God and just, like I say, pour out everything to him, the good, the bad, the ugly. There's nothing about you, not nothing, not one hair on your head that God doesn't already know. So you should go to God and confess everything to him. So when you confess to him, that clears your mind, that clears up your conscience. And if you're still struggling with condemnation, just keep going, bringing it to God until he cleans all of that junk out.
Amen. Okay, so everyone has a testimony. If you ever been through anything in your life, everybody has a testimony. So who is the Lord to you, Elder Carmen?
And oh my God.
Why do you love him so?
Well, Pashawn, the Lord is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. He is my King. He is my everything. I wouldn't even be here today if it wasn't for God. If it wasn't for him having mercy on me, if it wasn't for him calling me hearing his voice to come to him, to pour out my heart to him, to pour out everything to him, I would not be here today if it wasn't for the Lord.
Wow. Amen. Yes. Yes, he's everything. That's beautiful. Yes. So yes. Let me tell you people, listen, you can go to Barnes & Noble's and get online and order the book. Again, let me show you the book. So it's Saved, Made Free, and Delivered by Carmen Y. Woods. Thank you, Arthur Carmen Y. Woods, for coming on Women in Ministry on the Move and sharing this Spirit Holy Ghost filled book with us to encourage and strengthen the believer. Now, again, okay, each book, if you want an autographed copy, let me be clear. I don't want you texting me later. No, I'm just playing. you can go right here to get an autographed copy. Okay. And then you can cash app her right there. It's right there. You can cash app her $14. Okay. And then each additional book after that is $10. Okay. Make sure when you email her, you put in your return mailing address. Don't just I want the book. I cash apped you and she has nowhere to send it. So make sure you do that. And get some copies for, look, Christmas is coming up. Get some copies for your family members to strengthen them, your kids. You know, my kids love the word of God, you know, and so they're going to get, look, this great stocking stuffers, but this is for now, you know. Also, let me see if someone is saying something here. Amen. Christina said, amen. Hey, Brother Glenn, he said awesome words. Thank you. He said, thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's right. So again, thank you, Arthur Carmen Woods, for being on Women in Ministry on the Move. I'm telling you, get the book. You can go to Amazon.com. You can go to Barnes & Nobles and order your copy. Also, she's working on an audio book that will be coming out. And you said about 6 months, Elder Carmen?
Six to 9 months or so.
Okay. And it's on Kindle. as well. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you can. If you have Kindle like I do, you can go ahead and download. And please, if you order off of Amazon, do a great favor. Leave a remark for her on Amazon. Okay. So, somebody else said something. Let me hear. Oh, Pastor Vanita said, thank you, Elder Carmen, for your love for the Father and your obedience.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Vanita.
Amen. So I'm telling you guys, this book is a blessing. You will be strengthened. You will be encouraged. And on each page is so many other scriptures that you can go to in your word and strengthen your walk with Jesus Christ, you know. And another thing we did, boy, man, if y'all could hear Pastor Woods pray, we almost had church. We almost didn't have no Women Ministry on the Move show, you know.
Hallelujah.
She said, oh, Christina said, bless you. She can't wait to get her book. All right. Oh, Papa Woods. Pastor Woods said, that's my baby. Amen. So much. God, we're going to take it out with Cece again. I mean, wow, beautiful book, Elder Carmen. I'm just so glad you wrote it. I feel strengthened. I feel blessed by your presence, you being on the show. I'm telling y'all, get it saved, made free, and delivered. You won't be disappointed, and it'll strengthen you. You know, and remember, she said, there's nothing you can do that can stop God from loving you. There's no mistake. Just lay before God. Now, there's consequences sometimes, but nothing can ever make God stop loving you. It's the very reason he sent Jesus Christ. I'm going to leave you with the last words, Elder Carmen, for all of our viewers. What would you like to say to them in closing?
God bless you. I love you. I just pray corporately for the people every day and just continue to trust God. Continue to pour your heart out to God. Continue to let him know what's on your mind. If you need help, go to him. Call out to him. Call out for help. He'll be right there to give you just what you need. And listen, do what he says. Don't just go before God. He give you some instructions and then you don't do it. Do what the Lord says. Do what he says. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you.
Oh my God. That's so beautiful. Praise the Lord. All right. Stand by. Hold on, Elder Carmen, for a minute. Hey, thank you guys so much for joining Women in Ministry on the Move. Saved, Made Free, and Delivered by author Carmen Y. Woods. Amazon.com, Barnes & Nobles. It's on Kindle. 6 months. It's coming out on audiobook. I'm telling you, who wouldn't want to hear this playing in their ear? Okay, while you're driving to work, while you're cooking, okay? You know, you can fry your chicken and listen to the word at the same time, okay? You know, it's true. Get the word, you know. Get
the word.
What the Lord say, you know. Okay, so stand by, Elder Carmen. Amen. Stand by.